Only lovely people can surrender to love. Only peaceful people want to surrender to peace. You surrender to peace, to love, then silence. Silence comes like a shadow, because now you're doing the right. Your heart, your soul, your very body is at peace. That is the sign that you're doing the right. You feel at ease, you feel at home, you feel relaxed. You feel silent, you feel happy. In this world, people, they give themselves to all kinds of things. To war, to money. Then you become money. You become war. You become competition. You become judgment. So be aware who you surrender to, what you surrender to, what you give yourself to. People are interested in so many different things. Only lovers understand the language of the heart. The machines doesn't understand the language of the heart. Only hearts understand that. Einstein, how are you doing?
Excellent.
Excellent. You came to Brazil also, no? And now, where are you going afterwards?
Different places.
Different places?
I'm traveling.
Traveling? Traveling is good, no? Traveling is good and stopping is good. Both is good, no? There is for her. In the first silent sitting last week, we made contact and I received another gift of insight from you. It was a wonderful truth. I have nothing, nothing at all. No things, no possessions, not even family or partner. They have themselves. Then I can fully enjoy the moment. In the moment of existence, I can receive and experience everything. The journey with you is a wonderful one. Thank you for all these gifts. Yours, Einstein. Very good, Einstein. That's how it is when you are satsang is to give you these insights, no? Where you're not identified with who you are, with your mind, your personality, your ideas, your whole thinking mind is gone. Then something else happened. That is an insight. And nobody is new here. We've been all traveling a long time. That's why I asked you, where are you going after? More traveling? We are all travelers. So this is what, now you get reminded again, no, I have nothing. Truth is always freeing. Otherwise, if it's not in truth, if it's in the mind, then people are afraid. I have nothing. You see, So the same words can become fear or they can become joy, depending on where people are in their consciousness. Same words. And this you have to see by yourself. You said, I received another gift of insight from you. It was a wonderful truth. I have nothing, nothing at all, no things, no possessions, not even family or partner. They have themselves. Beautiful. Then I can fully enjoy the moment. Yes. You can fully enjoy everything. In the moment of existence, I can receive and experience everything. This journey with you is a wonderful one. Thank you for these gifts. Very good, Øystein. And this is an old story for people who open themselves. Then you start remembering and seeing things. It's not new, and that's happening here every day. People are waking up, people are getting insights. And that is... this is the right climate for that. There was a mystic in India, Shankara. He said, who is your wife? Who is your son? This world is very strange. Whose are you? Who are you? From where have you come? Do think over these essential questions. But these essential questions you can think about as such. You can go cuckoo. But in the right place, you get a moment of insight. So you see, that's a different thing. This he said for more than 1,000 years ago to his disciples. These essential questions is always there. And realizing them gives freedom. Who is your wife? Who is your son? This world is very strange. Whose are you? Who are you? From where have you come? Do think over these essential questions. Because this is all the things that keeps you a slave. It doesn't mean that you can't have a wife, you can't have a son, you can't have a family, you can't have a work. But it's the attachment. If you don't know who you really are, then you are attached. Then you are a slave. Seeing it in the right perspective, you do whatever you need to do, but you are not identified with it. That is freedom. Then he says, from satsang comes aloneness. From satsang comes aloneness. What does he mean by aloneness? In satsang, you are thrown back to yourself. You start facing yourself because you start feeling good, you start feeling beautiful, you start feeling happy, you start feeling peaceful. And only in that climate can you look at yourself. From satsang comes aloneness. It means you're coming back to yourself. Otherwise, who in this world comes back to themselves? Everybody is lost out there. Nobody has a center. Satsang is what gives you the center. Coming close to the truth, you listen, you absorb, you become. Coming close to the fire, you start getting warm. From satsang comes aloneness. From aloneness comes non-attachment. From aloneness means now you have realized yourself. You have gone deeper than your ego. Out of that understanding, by knowing yourself, you get non-attached. From aloneness comes non-attachment. Because you know that you are not this form, you are not these relationships, you are not this family, you are not the father or mother, you are not the son. You see things as they are. Out of looking at yourself comes non-attachment. And because of non-attachment, mind becomes stable. Because of non-attachment, mind becomes stable. Because now there's nothing more to think about. You know. You don't need the mind. You know. That is what non-attachment brings. Self-realization brings. Your mind can just go poof. You take the air out of a balloon. Poof. It becomes stable. Then whenever you need to use it, you use it, but it's not active. And because of a stable and unwavering mind, liberation is attained. So these are the steps. From satsang comes aloneness. Satsang brings you back to yourself. Where else can you get thrown back to yourself? You need a mirror. That's what they always have said, the master is a mirror. You need to start coming back. You need to look at yourself. And only in the climate of the master can that happen. Because something happened that is beyond you. You become in awe and wonder of what is happening so quickly. Because you get involved. Something you could never do by yourself. From satsang comes aloneness. From aloneness comes non-attachment. Now you're going deeper in meditation. You start seeing things as they are. You are not identified with the mind. You are not dreaming. You are in the real. Out of that is non-attachment. Non-attachment, that is freedom. Because of non-attachment, mind becomes stable. Because now you are free. You know who you are. You are not attached to things. When you are not attached to things, there is no fear. If you are attached, then there is fear, losing it. Losing your money, losing your property, losing your family, losing your boyfriend, your husband, your wife. Fear, 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 fear. Worry, 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 worry. Because you are identified, your whole energy goes in the wrong direction. Coming back, seeing clearly, non-attachment. And because of non-attachment, mind becomes stable. Now a whole different journey of life comes, because it's now you can start seeing. You are stable, you are steady. That's what I say again and again, meditation, you should be like a mountain. No wind can stir the mountain. It's steady. You are centered. You are not just wishy-washy. And because of a stable and unwavering mind, liberation is attained. A stable and unwavering mind. It means now you're just here, in the moment. No past, no future. You start focusing your whole energy now. You become like a laser, crystal clear. Not spread all over the place. Focused. Then liberation is attained, because now you are focused. In the moment, you fall in tune with existence. Do not be proud of wealth, people, and youth, because death takes them all away. And that's how it is. When you are young, you think you're going to be young forever. Dream forever. But life is very short. Like Chang Tu Su said, like a butterfly. In the morning is there, in the evening is gone. Only intelligent people wake up. Day and night, evening and morning, winter and spring come and go again and again. This, thus the play of time goes on, and one's life is suddenly over. And yet the breeze of hope does not leave one alone. This is how it is in the ordinary mind. You are hoping, you are dreaming, but you don't know. Like you believe in God, you don't know God. And you can hope and dream forever. It won't help. The whole life goes. Shankara says, "Oh, you madman, why are you caught up in the worries about your wife and your wealth?" This is the dilemma for any enlightened man, for any guru. "Oh, you madmen! Oh, you fools, what are you doing? You are asleep." Don't you know that even a moment of company with the Guru is the only boat there is to take you across the ocean of this mundane world? Don't you know that even a moment's company with the Guru is the only boat that is to take you across this ocean of this mundane world, of this samsara, of this illusion? Don't you know, he said. No, you don't know. People don't know. But that's why the Guru, the Master, has come to remind you to stop. To come back, to see, to come back to yourself, to have a clear vision, to not be focused on all your worries and all your problems and all your dramas. You're wasting all your energy in these little things. This happens from satsang, he says. And that's what's happening here. That's why I wanted to remind you that this is not a new thing. This is something that has gone through time, but only for few people. Look how many people there are in this world, and how few there is in satsang. How busy human beings are, wasting their time fighting. Who wants peace? Who wants consciousness? Who wants the true, clear vision? So don't miss the opportunity, you madman. He said that even a moment company with the Guru is the only boat that takes you across the ocean of this mundane world. And that's what happened. Just a moment it can happen. Because you see something new, you see a different dimension of this mundane world where you feel amazed again. Wow, is it possible? That's how it is, Einstein. No, where you want to travel now? Satsang is the boat that takes you across the stormy water. And you know the best way to be in a boat when it's stormy? Very relaxed. Very relaxed, very in tune with the waves. Don't make any fuss. For God's sake, don't stand up, don't do anything. Just find your center. Relax. Beloved Swar, I'm very happy to be here and I wanted to hug you from the depth of my heart. I wouldn't want to skip the chance to write to you after the last satsang, because I got a big comprehension. I came here a few days ago, immersed in a personal drama that kept me out from freedom. Immersed in a personal drama that kept me out, away from freedom. That's how it goes. Personal dramas. Anybody heard of that? No. Nobody heard of Nataraj, only you doing that. But this is the thing, no, when you are here, then you have a distance to it. When you're in it, it's impossible. And you can go the whole life. That's what an ordinary life is. You go with the personal drama your whole life. And again, you saw it, how easy it is to get caught up. Just a few days. It even came to my mind to write to you asking for some clarity. But after the last satsang, everything is clear. Isn't it mysterious how it works? That's the power of satsang. You come into the light, you can see. If you go in darkness, you can't see. That's how it is. In darkness, you stumble into anything, you know. you fall in the ditch. If there is light, you see where you walk, what you do, what you feel. That's the easiest thing. Easiest thing, if you want to see, come into the light. It was nothing to do with words or with understanding. While you were speaking, I began to enter into this space, into this no-mind dimension where I wasn't more myself. Yes, that is myself. Not myself, but myself. You'd entered into myself, into the self. But the self is so new that you think it's not myself. Follow. I felt pure ecstasy, melting with existence. I was drunk, like drugged by infinite pleasure of being, dancing with the mystery of life. Yes, that is how the self is. Drunk on existence, because it is part of existence. It is existence. That's why it will blow your mind. When mine gone, no problem. What you called myself. When that little self gone, no problem. Then we can communicate. Otherwise, big problem. At least for me. For coconuts, it's okay. I looked at you and I felt divine love. I noticed myself also in this love state. And we were the same thing. In real love, you disappear. It's not love and love, it's love. If it's water, water and water, you mix the water, what happened then? Where's my glass, where's your glass? That is love. That's what ordinary, if people can, why they are so attracted to orgasm. Because then you disappear. You disappear, that is the natural thing, but unconsciously. So it's also fear, because you let go, you disappear. But consciously, that love, that disappearance can be there, always. That melting, where you melt. That you can have by yourself. If you can share that with another human, which is more difficult, of course much more fun. But it takes consciousness, and it takes love, it takes surrender, it takes intimacy. It takes trust. And that's what happened now. When you are with me, all these things, you are open, you are surrendered, you are in love, you are available, you are thirsty. Then you get out of the way. That little you get out of the way. The little one that came here immersed in personal dramas. Because that, I'm not talking to that. So this is the luckiness of being a sannyasin, to have a master. Because now the small, the personal can be put aside and you open up to something that is bigger. That is the divine love. You might have the love, this is little love, because personal love. It has to be divine love. So the deeper you can connect, which is what the Master, he just connects on the deepest, then there is freedom. The Master doesn't want anything. Otherwise people always want things. And then there is conflict. But in love, it's the same. Love is the door. I looked at you and I felt divine love. Not only us, but the whole Sangha, the birds, the river, the trees, and even the bulldozer that was working outside. Yeah, because the poor bulldozer is also here. It's been clear for me. There is not another alternative way of living, because this is the ultimate truth of who I am. Yeah. The ultimate truth of who you are is that you are not only consciousnesses. Then you are part of everything, because everything is part of you. You are part of everything contained in that body. Where is myself then? I have experienced it. I'm sure that the mind will come again and again. Most probably. And some personal dramas. But I will never forget my true nature, and it's easy and simple. Yes, it's the most easy and the most simple, because that's who you are. Couldn't be more simple, couldn't be more easy. But in some mysterious way, it's hidden. But when you first have seen it, then you know, and that's the truth. I will never forget my true nature. Yes, this is a point where things change. When you have seen, you had a clear insight, a clear seeing, a satori, then you can never forget, because it's not with your mind, it's with your consciousness, your seeing. Then it's impossible to forget. I'm so full of gratitude, beloved. I love you so much. At your feet, Nataraj. It's good you came now. Remember, if you get tangled up, come quick. Don't suffer unnecessary, okay? This is a different kind of seeing. People think they can see just because they have eyes, but that's not how it is. Listen to this consummation. How does it feel to meet God face to face? It is a feeling of pure admiration. It is complete awe and adoration. It is a feeling of reaching home. It is pure, it is ecstatic. It is divine, it is thrilling. It is total surrender. If you have really seen, this is the outcome. Of course, if you see but you don't see, you see but you don't feel, you see but you don't merge, then those things doesn't happen. But if you really see, then this is the outcome. It's bound to happen. It's impossible anything else. But humans can see without seeing, because they have so many layers of mind and conditioning, like a China wall. They can even look straight in the face of God and God says, I love you. And they are thinking, what do I have to dinner tonight? That's how stupid they are. It is divine, it is thrilling, it is total surrender. It is full of embrace, it is love purified. One has to experience it to know it. One has to experience it to know it. And that experience changes everything. That's when you become a true disciple, a surrender. Because now you know. It's impossible to hold back. Up to that point, people can always leave. After that point, it's impossible. You always have the connection. You're always clean. Because you have seen the clean. You have seen the pure. You have felt the divine love. Then you will always take care of that. Of course. Because it's the most beautiful. And like you said, no words are needed. No words can reach there. You are helpless. Because it's beyond language, it's beyond words. No words are needed. Everything is understood. Because don't you think God knows? Don't you think love knows when you have love? When you have love in your eyes, don't you think love understands those eyes? Don't you think he knows when there is no love? Once you have met, there is no turning back. Impossible. You are forever consumed. Nothing is the same again. Turn within. Come close. And you can experience it for yourself. May everybody turn in, come close, and experience for yourself. Aum Shanti.